Blog Talk Radio.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can know?
Nicole Muller for that
amazing song, My Redeemer Lives. And he truly does. And I just want to wish all of you guys a happy day. I hope things are good for you wherever you may be. I know that, you know, we all go through difficult times and stuff. And so, but we have to praise him in the rain, right? We have to always remember who's running the show. And we have to learn how to maneuver as Christians and as men and women of God, how we maneuver in our lives, you know, in our situations, whether they're good or bad. You know, we should be consistent in terms of trusting God in our walk, right? And just try to remember that we are children of God and that we belong to him and that we are a vessel that he is using to love his children and take care of his children. And so I know it can be difficult at times, you know, just like it's hard for me as well at times when I get so concerned about what's in front of me. I have to trust him and believe that everything's going to be okay. And so that's what we are doing here today. We are just, you know, marinating on Christ and just our relationship and just leaning on him and trusting him and just trying to hear what it is that he would have for us to do, whether you hear it in a song or conversation. It is an hour of just loving on Christ and saying, come on, let me know, you know, Father, please give me a sign, you know, reveal your will through these songs or whatever it is that you would have me do. And, you know, the whole point of this is that if you are listening to the show, rather you listen now than you listen through the archives, it's not by accident. It all happens because that's the way Christ designs it to be. All right, so let's do that together. This is Wardell Price Jr. and you listen to Solar Records Radio. And I just want to just, you know, we've got about 52 minutes to just lean on Christ, just trust him and ask him for forgiveness if you've done some things. If, you know, we are on a daily basis, by the way. We make mistakes, right? We say things or think things. So let's just, you know, just this time we just get down real close to Christ and just have our little private time. And, you know, like I was told to go into a closet at one point and just between me and Christ and pray to him. Talk to him. He's your Father. He is your Heavenly Father. So don't be shy to ask or say whatever it is that you're feeling or going through because he already knows, right? But the best part for him is that you come to him. That's what he wants you to trust him, all right? So we're going to do this together. So I want you to just marinate on Christ with me and that's love on each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's do this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, guys, I just want to just share that sometimes, you know, we are put in those difficult situations. Challenging to our spirit, and it just makes us want to react. And it's okay to react, but you, as a brother or sister in Christ, we need to know that we are representing our Heavenly Father and our walk. So, you know, It can be very difficult, and I understand that. It can be very hard to just say, you know, I'm going to walk away, or I'm not going to be angry, or I'm just going to let it go. I know that's hard to do. Or you want to say, how could you do this? Why are you acting this way? And, you know, I thought we were boys, or I thought we were cool, or I thought we were friends, or I thought we were lovers, or I thought we were good with each other. Why would you do this to me? Why would you fire me? Why would you let me go? What's happening? And so we have to remember that sometimes God allows certain things to happen for His glory, not necessarily ours. And we have to try our best, to do our best, to make sure that God is getting His way, because His way is the way. That's the way that's going to bless us. And we have to trust Him in the storm always, not when we want to, but always, even when it's difficult. And that's like that song says, if that's your will, it is well with my soul. If that's what you want, God, it is well with my soul. Because I know you're there. And when you know that He's there, He's going to protect you. You're going to be good. So that's why you have to let go of this darkness that is trying to destroy you. And it will come from anywhere, from the closest people that you know that in your life to strangers. It comes from anywhere, anytime. And when it catches you off guard like that, it's a handful to deal with. And I'm just asking you to let it be well in Christ. Pray about it. Let God take care of it for you. He will redeem you. You will be in a much better place if you let Him fix it and not your anger fix it or your frustration, because you may say something you may regret later. And you wish you didn't say it. Some people can't get past words. Some people will never forgive you for saying certain things to them. And you may never forgive yourself for saying certain things to certain people, because words have consequences, right? And so we have to really be careful of the words that we choose. So I'm saying, just trust God. He's got you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But you got to, we got to, not you, but we, as God's children, we have to do our best to make sure that we allow Him to run the ship, that He is in control, instead of us stepping on top of each other and beating each other up and just making a mess out of everything. Let's just trust God. So please, let it be well with your soul, whatever decision that God makes in your life, whether you think it's bad or, you know, it's something you don't like. You have to trust Him. You got to trust Him. You can't just trust Him and love Him when things are good. You have to trust Him and love Him, period, and know that He is your creator. And He is our Father, and He cares about us, and He's going to take care of us. All right? So here we go. Let's get going on Soul Eye Records Videos. Marinate a little bit more on these songs. Think about your relationship with Christ. Think about your situations. Pray about it. As you're hearing these songs, ask God to forgive you and say, God, guide me. Guide me. Love, show me your love and so I can show your love to others. Teach me how to be the man or woman that you want me to be. Show me. I'm willing. And I am so sorry for ever, ever denying you this opportunity because I love being your child and I love you being my Heavenly Father. Amen, amen, amen. Can we say amen? Come on, guys. Let's love on Christ together.
When the weight of life begins to fall, on the name of Jesus I will call. For I know my God is in control, and His purpose is unshakable.
Casting out all fear, for your love. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to.
About the songs, the words to that song. I mean, open the eyes to my heart, Lord. Let me see what it is that you want me to see. Let me realize who I am so you can change me. Because sometimes we can store very bad information in our hearts. And you're saying, God, let me see what's wrong. Help me reveal yourself to me and change who I am, because I am a child of God. I am who you say I am. And so it's so important, guys, that we allow God to reveal who we are to ourselves so we can make the change. And don't feel bad. Don't feel so, you know, you're human. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to say things that is wrong. We're going to, you know, hurt people's feelings. And it's, but, you know, if we don't do it with malice, if we don't do it intentionally, God loves us. Even if we did, he would love us. But we don't want to do that, right? We want to do the right thing. We want to do what's best for everybody, not just for ourselves, but for everybody. With liberty and justice for all, right? We want to have liberty and justice for all. We want everybody to be blessed. And if we stand on the principles of those words, we really, really could be in a much better place. We have, our feelings are so controlling over our actions. And they're so difficult to deal with sometimes because they're not so tangible where you feel like you could grab them and pull them back. They are just there, and we usually just react to them. And we don't want people messing with our feelings. I had a friend who was very mean-spirited on the outside because he was so sensitive on the inside that the only way he knew to get people to not touch or affect his sensitivity was to, you know, have this guard up all the time where people were afraid of him, so they didn't even, you know, didn't want to get close because he looked so mean and so like he was going to hurt them if they said anything wrong. So people kind of kept their distance. But in the process of him trying to protect his sensitivity, he lost out on a lot of possibilities of great friendships, you know, and maybe even a wonderful marriage or whatever the case is. You just, you know, when you go into this false sense of security, it can create a lot of issues for yourself. So what you need to do is just to give it to Christ, trust him in it, and he will surround you with the brothers and sisters that will love you through your situation. You know, but we're so quick to chase our feelings and react to them, and sometimes we'll end up in a really bad place like jail, you know, and go, man, how did I do this? You know, or we'll end up, you know, just losing someone, a really good friend, or losing someone we really care about because we reacted instead of thinking it through and trusting God that, you know, you can go to God with your issues. Say, God, what, you know, you can even yell, you can shout, you can, God, why me? What the heck? Why does this have to happen? Talk to him. He loves you. He's there for you. He knows who you are. He knows how you are made from the inside out. But humans don't. And they will judge you based off of your action, and we have to really be careful. We have to really be careful how we just assume that the human is going to be okay, that our friend is going to be okay after we say or do what we're going to do, or they will forgive us if we ask them to forgive us. No, yeah, that's not human beings. You know, they will drop the ball. They don't care. The world does not care about your feelings. The world don't care that you know they did something to make you upset, and then when you reacted, they got mad at you for reacting. They don't care. Like, hold on, but you did this. You made me this upset. So that don't call for you to act that way. And they can just, you know, you can lose friends forever. So that's why we have to be careful how we navigate and just go to Christ as much as we can, because I know it's difficult. Sometimes we just, oh, but, you know, we have to just try so hard. And I know it seems unfair, but this is the life that we're in. We, you know, that's why we have to be careful of the people that we let in our circle, because, you know, we only can, you know, if you got people in your circle that you know that they will forgive you, cool, then you've done well, you know. So, but if you got people in your circle and you don't really know them, they may react in a certain way to hurt you because you made them uncomfortable. So that's why you have to be careful about who you allow in your circle, because you need to protect yourself from a whole other point of view. Maybe you're protecting yourself from yourself, you know, and that's what we have to do, you know, because we will make mistakes and some people won't forgive us. And that's the sad thing. Some people just, they hold on to what they hold on to, and it's just a bad thing. So, but anyway, let's keep this music going on Soul Art Records Radio, and we only got 12 minutes left. So, you know, just remember, there's no one like Christ. He loves us. He loves you, and just, you know, love him back. Give him the opportunity to help you through the storm, whatever you're going through. Give him the opportunity to give you the strength to be amazing. Right? He's there. He loves you. And he wants to be that for you. All right, guys? So anyway, this is Wardell Posthume for Soul Art Records Radio. And I'm so grateful I get to do this with you. Have a blessed rest of your week, and have a blessed week. May God be with you all. Let me just pray before I let you go. Father, we thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for being amazing and keeping us. Please forgive us for the sins that we may have committed already, Father. And we just ask that you just please guide us and help us with our feelings and, you know, show us the right way how to react when we feel that we've been cheated and hurt on. You know, show us how to do it in your way and not in our own way, because usually our way gets us in a lot of trouble. So we want to do what is right for the body of Christ. And we thank you for giving us this opportunity to be in this amazing family. We love you very, very much, and we trust you. And we also ask, Father, for a special blessing on all our brothers and sisters around the world that may be sick, you know, not feeling too good, and our brothers and sisters that are dealing with COVID. There's some in my church right now, Father, and I just ask a special blessing over them. I also ask a special blessing over a friend who's putting his mother in a home tomorrow, Father, because she really needs a lot of attention, and he has to continue to work, so he can't stay there with her. But we just, you know, ask that you put her in good hands and take care of your servant, Father. We thank you for just being amazing, Father. We ask a blessing over the ones that try and have hurt us, Father. We just ask that you just give them a heart of sorrow, that they will, you know, come and say, you know what, that was wrong. I'm so sorry and I apologize, Father. Let them know that you know that what they're doing and that it's not right, Father, and that they will come someday and ask for forgiveness, Father. You know, give them a heart of compassion, Father. And thank you so much for loving us and being the best God there is. We are so blessed because of who you are. So we just ask all our blessings in Jesus' name. And thank you so much for giving us Christ. All right, guys. So let's, you know, try to go and do what God would have us to do. And just make sure we stay close to him. You know, it's hard, but the more we talk about him, the more we think about him, the more we do him, the better off we'll be. Because you're constantly there, you know, because the idle mind is a dangerous mind. You can get yourself in a lot of trouble. So do as much as you can to just always keep God on the front of your mind, okay? And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. God bless you. And you take it easy.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. You thought I was a devil.